Newsom declares emergency as floods, mudslides threaten California on Christmas Day. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency across six counties on Christmas Eve as a series of powerful winter storms drenched much of the state, triggering flash flooding, mudslides, debris flows, and water rescues, with forecasters warning that another storm system could make Christmas Day one of the wettest in years for Southern California. The emergency proclamation, issued December 24, covers Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, and Shasta counties. It allows for the rapid deployment of state resources as atmospheric rivers, long, moisture-laden storm systems from the Pacific, soaked parts of California and threatened to continue drenching the state through Christmas Day. California is acting early and decisively to do all we can to get ahead of dangerous winter storms, Newsom said in a statement. The state has pre-positioned resources, activated emergency authorities, and we are working closely with local partners to protect communities and keep Californians safe. As rainfall briefly tapered off in parts of Southern California late December 24, forecasters warned that another round of storms with showers and possible thunderstorms could arrive on Christmas Day, prolonging the risk of flooding and mudslides. Areas stripped of vegetation by recent wildfires have been particularly vulnerable, prompting evacuation orders and shelter-in-place warnings in parts of Southern California. Rescues, evacuations in mountain communities. San Bernardino County firefighters rescued multiple people trapped in vehicles on Christmas Eve after mud and debris surged down a road leading into Wrightwood, a mountain resort town in the San Gabriel Mountains about 80 miles northeast of Los Angeles. Officials did not immediately say how many people were rescued. Firefighters also went door to door to check on residents, and authorities issued a shelter-in-place order for the area. An evacuation order was also issued for nearby Lytle Creek after floodwaters washed out the only bridge serving the small mountain community. Travis Gunter, a Lytle Creek resident, said his family and dozens of neighbors were stranded after roaring waters cut off access to and from the neighborhood. "Everybody that left to go to work this morning is stuck," Gunter said. "Half the families are here, and half the families are on the other side of the creek." Gunter said residents coordinated supplies locally, with two nurses on his street offering medical assistance if needed. In Wrightwood, Janice Quick, president of the local Chamber of Commerce and a resident for 45 years, said a wildfire in 2024 left much of the surrounding terrain bare. "All this rain is bringing down a lot of debris and a lot of mud from the mountain area," she said. Also in Wrightwood, Dylan Brown said that he, his wife, and their 14-month-old daughter were stranded at a rented cabin with little food and only enough diapers for about a day after roads were blocked by rocks and debris. A call for help posted in a local Facebook group prompted area residents to deliver supplies within an hour. "I think we're a little sad and upset that we're not going to be home with our families," Brown said, "but the kindness shown is definitely an overwhelming feeling." Atmospheric rivers fuel widespread impacts. The storms are being driven by multiple atmospheric rivers that are bringing tropical moisture into California during one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Southern California typically receives about half an inch to 1 inch of rain in late December, but forecasters said many areas could see 4 to 8 inches this week, with significantly higher totals in mountain regions. Heavy rain prompted evacuation orders near burn scar zones in Orange County and flooding along coastal communities, including Malibu. Several roadways were closed, including a stretch of Interstate 5 near Burbank Airport. In Northern California, wind and flood advisories were issued across much of the Sacramento Valley and the San Francisco Bay Area, with a flash flood warning issued for parts of Sacramento and San Francisco as another storm system developed offshore and moved inland. Dangerous conditions are forecast along the shoreline, the National Weather Service's San Francisco office said in a coastal flood warning on the morning of December 25. Hazards include sneaker waves, strong rip currents, and large breaking waves. Stay off the rocks and never turn your back on the ocean. An early Christmas Day warning from NWS Sacramento said a regional flood advisory is in effect until 9 p.m. due to excessive rainfall, with impacted locations including Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, Elk Grove, Roseville, Citrus Heights, and Folsom. "Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles, NWS Sacramento said in the alert. At higher elevations, heavy snow and strong winds created near whiteout conditions in parts of the Sierra Nevada, with officials warning of considerable avalanche risk around Lake Tahoe. A winter storm warning was in effect through Friday morning. Life-threatening storm conditions were expected to persist through Christmas Day over Southern California, where widespread flash flooding is underway, NWS said. State officials urged residents to avoid flooded roads, heed evacuation orders, monitor official alerts, and prepare emergency supplies as dangerous winter weather continues across California. NWS Los Angeles warned that danger can persist even when the rainfall and flooding subsides. Please continue to heed remaining road closures, and keep in mind that rockslides and mudslides can occur many days after the rain has ended, it cautioned. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.